I recommend to read the article, What is the difference between the shadow of sanctity and the Sitra Achra? Until the day will change, and the day will change, and they will become shadows. And we have to understand, what are the shadows? In our work, towards the Creator. And we are all in shadows. And why in shadows? Because at the time when one feels that he is not under the governance of the Creator, and that the Creator is governing the world in good and benevolent, completely in good and benevolent, this is what we need to reach. And the Creator does not change, meaning we are not waiting for Him to change, because I have not changed the presence. No matter what the mood is, He is absolute in constant bestowal. The upper light is in constant rest and fills everything. And it's only that when we reveal the good and benevolent, it is from us changing our reception, so that from the minus of infinity to whatever will be worse than death, until the plus of infinity, in which is the best, no matter where we are in our sensation, in our feeling, above this feeling, we feel that it is all good. And because the masach we need to acquire, such a perception, that within the desire to receive, we will feel till the worst possible situations that we could even imagine, and even beyond, and even above that desire, we will correct ourselves in a way that we will understand, and then we will feel that this is the best possible thing. To this degree, there must be a gap which is revealed, a revealed gap between what we feel in our desire and what we feel we will reveal in our awareness. This is called that the Creator does not change. And He gives us constantly states that are more and more difficult and worse, also to our physical beast and also to our soul, more and more and more, worse and worse and worse, so that we will learn from this a perception which is opposite of bestowal and love. And then, if I am bestowing, I will discover, despite of all these hard, difficult things, His good desire, and I identify with Him. This means all the spiritual life, one reveals all the spiritual life only on the face of all these difficult and bad situations. Otherwise, he does not disconnect from this world to the spiritual world. And this process we see now, which is starting all over the world, because till this day, the world was developing in a linear way, or exponential, like in the last 100 years, but not an ego that connects us together to global, to integral. As we are today, in all of the world, are seeing ourselves as a group, all crashed and clashed and destroyed, that needs correction. This is what we're seeing in all over the world. There's a group that we call the 99%, which are connected together and from day to day more and more and more. And they feel life more and more pressured and codependent everywhere in the world. It's happening, it's only in the beginning of this development. But according to this pace, it is advancing quickly. And there's a group within it of the 99%. The group of the 1%, the difference between the two groups is that the internal group receives from within a desire to know the secret of development. What and why? What's happening to us? What's happening here? What is the reason for all this process that we're going through? The process itself and its goal. How we can control it in some way, or participate with it at least. This means these shadows, this shadow, which makes one hardens a person in his regular life and makes it heavy for him. This means in everything that he wants in his life, that he feels more and more heaviness, less of interest, or when one that wants to advance to the goal and feels heaviest in the awareness, in the understanding, and the goal, the importance of the goal, and the importance of the process. This is in order for us to understand that we need to take the reins here in our hands. To understand that all this difficulty comes to us from I've created the evil inclination. As all the time what the Creator is doing, this upper light, is bringing us more and more problems and heaviness, so that we will see, and above it we will rise. Look what he writes. So when one does not see that the Creator is governing the world in good and benevolent, this is like shadow which is hiding the sun, meaning in the physical shadow which hides the sun, does not make any changes in the sun, and the sun is there with all its might and force. This is how when one does not feel the existence of the governance of the Creator, which is good and benevolent, and there is no change above in the governance itself, in the attitude of the Creator towards us. Rather, there is a change with us in our feeling alone, so that we will rise above the doubts, above these difficulties, and will receive each time the governance of the Creator as good and benevolent at 100%. We finished this feeling. We are given a bigger shadow, meaning a feeling of more heaviness, confusions, clashes, doubts, all of a sudden between the friends and the girlfriends, all kinds of things that the Creator is turning around between us, and we need to grab our minds, our heads, and understand that it is aimed towards us, there's none else besides Him, and that at every single moment, we must reach the recognition of good and benevolent. If we don't finish this feeling at this moment, it isn't considered that we're advancing forward. We didn't finish this whole degree. This means in every single situation or state in our life, Rachel, if you want, you can sit here. Yeah, can you hear? Every state that we go through, we first have to feel bad, confusion, a lack of strength to come to the lesson, a lack of interest in general in the whole process, and the connection in the group. And this happens to us every single moment. If we don't constantly stay concentrated, it immediately disappears. Because our egoistic process is constantly working inside of us like an engine. An engine that's turning. It's like it's turning, like the numbers are turning really like that, and constantly they're turning and changing and changing and all the time, and raises for us a larger and larger coarseness, and we are sunk more and more in this life if we're not in a mutual connection, if we don't towards each other, if we don't hold truly with our teeth. We disappear, the group breaks up, and all of a sudden we find nothing. And this is called the shadow. This cloudiness. A lack of sensation, a lack of feeling, which all of a sudden enters between us, and we feel like we are in a fog between us, in some sort of darkness, which is a shadow, like he says. This is a shadow which hides from us the goal. It hides from us the importance of connection. The shadow that hides within each and every one of us the importance of the path. All in all these shadows, both from the externally general, all these shadows are coming so that we will give the effort, the exertion, and we work because of it. And we will reveal in this state above the shadow connection, interest, until we discover the Creator who is good and benevolent, even not in a form that we see Him in His nature, but we reach through this scrutiny, both in our sensation, feeling, and in our minds, we reach anyhow to such a sensation, to such a feeling, not in our spiritual sight, but at least in the feeling, in the sensual, sensational feeling, and in our minds. And this is called that we finished the degree. We come from the bad that the Creator gave us, because the evil inclination is revealed only between those people who want to connect, who are going to correct the shattering. It does not reveal to those in the street, to the 99%. They don't have the evil inclination. They're not going towards connection between them for the correction of the spiritual shattering. They can't correct themselves, as it's written. Only we. It was given to us. And we need to go through this correction. And therefore, we need to every time understand that we don't have in our life, in our reality, other than these two states. Either darkness, shadow, or light, connection, revelation of the good and benevolent. And there's nothing in the middle. Either this way or that way. And if one who hears this and then is constantly going to be in this discernment, in this scrutiny of which state he's in, either shadow or revelation of the good, then he is, because he is constantly in the middle line. This is what he says. Although all the changes are only in within the Kabbalist, those who are receiving, and in this concealment, we have to notice two situations in which the shadow comes to one who still has the ability to connect and overcome with the friends, and by doing so to overcome the thoughts of separation and the feeling of this fogginess, of this coarseness, which is called to overcome the darknesses, what he feels, that there is no goal, there's no creator, everything is like, if he's aware of this, that this is what's happening to him. Because usually we are not in self-scrutiny. Why do I feel this way? Where is it coming from? I'm not such a psychologist for myself. Rather, I feel bad, bad. I feel good, good. Like a baby. I don't make calculations in connection to who is bringing me this sensation, this thought. I'm within this feeling inside my body, what I call inside my belly button. And in this, I am in such an advancement, like a baby, like children. One is, Adam is in the fact that he overcomes himself. Where he checks himself. Where is this thought from? Where is this coming from? Where can I work from above myself with what I am so that constantly I will rise my above from the state I'm in? Like this. To exit myself from this swamp. And this is always through external scrutiny on himself. Yes, I am in my ego, in my desire to receive. Yes, he controls me. Yes, he's not letting me come to connection. Not to come to the lesson. To disconnect a little bit. To bring down my importance in my regular life and every different things. He is aware of this, that I am aware of this, that I am in this state. And that this state is going to bring me to the goal. When am I aware of this? When do I admit this? If I still have connection with other than myself, in which I was connected earlier with the group, here we can examine. Did I have truly a connection with the group or not? If I didn't have a connection, I feel myself just like that. I'm bad, I don't feel anything, I don't want anything, whatever. I don't even feel this. I just simply just flow with it. I go and I have no thought, and I just run like that. I just go according to it. if I had a connection with the group, if I signed a covenant with them, such a covenant that you will help me, even when I am in a state and a feeling and a thought that I shouldn't, that it's not worth my while, that I'm already going, I will have an internal connection with them, how they're looking at me, but I owe them, they're holding me and they're influencing me. I will have all sorts of possibilities to see myself on the side. And then there's a chess to see myself from the side and what I feel. This means I am divided in two. I am inside towards the group. And then I, and only then, if I'm unconnected to them, I can scrutinize myself, analyze myself, and from this begin to rise, to ascend from the descent. Otherwise, there's no chance. Otherwise, I fall, exit, go out, and there's nothing. This is what he's saying. That one is in an ability to overcome the shadow, meaning to justify the state he's in which the Creator is sending him this shadow. And then, and according to this, to shout to the Creator to help him. Help with what? To help not with this, that he gave him this state so that he will feel that it's better. No. Otherwise, what is he asking? To erase the evil inclination. Here he says, I created the evil inclination, and then I created the Torah as a spice. You can't ask to erase the evil inclination. You need to ask the Torah as a spice, meaning so that the force from above will come, the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection, and then in this form you will advance to the second line. This is what he says. What he feels to justify the Creator and to pray to him so that his light, eyes will lighten, and with what's to illuminate, so that he will see that all the problems which he's feeling come from the Creator, these concealments, meaning that the Creator is arranging for him all these the concealments, so that one, so the person, out of a lack of, out of despair, no possibility, he feels himself that he just wants to curse the Creator and his life and his friends and everything. And he looks and he sees his state. All of a sudden he finds a path. All of a sudden he sees an opening. How to demand from the Creator to correct him. Why? Because he doesn't agree with the state which he sees, the governance of the Creator as bad, in which he cannot justify him. It hurts him that he thinks badly about the good and benevolent. What about the good creator? Which is opposite him. This is a sign that he is opposite of the creator. The moment he feels, at every single moment that he feels in his life, that life is not good. Upon all the bad things that are revealed to him, this is called that we need to build a screen and a masach and a reforming light, a returning light, that even in such situations that are difficult, he discovers that this comes from the Creator as light, which includes all the good, all the splendor, and for him, when it comes to him, it flipped over to bad and darkness, because the characteristics of a person, the properties of a person, are opposite from the good and benevolent, from bestowal and love. And this is how we advance from all these scrutinies. As one all the time looks at this point, what I feel, what am I feeling, what am I feeling it for? This is the principle of our work, through which we break up into either 1% or 99%. And this is the reason that only through the sufferings which he receives from the Creator, and he wants to be saved from his problem and escape these sufferings, then he does what he can. Sufferings are, in the beginning, they are physical, beastly, bodily sufferings. I feel bad. I just like that, feel bad. Like any person. For all kinds of reasons of this world. And I can raise them to the spiritual sufferings, in which I have no connection to the goal. I have no connection to the Creator. I'm not correcting my sight and my thought, and therefore I'm seeing sufferings. I'm feeling them instead of all the good that could have become. Just as it really comes from the Creator. Meaning, if I was to correct my properties in being similar to the Creator, which is what we called in the equivalence of form, then I would have for sure feel like him, according to the same light that he sends to me. And this light would not come to me as darkness towards my opposite vessels. And I wouldn't be like a bat towards the light, rather as a rooster. He sounds more like a rooster. He says, a rooster is from the word overcoming. And therefore, this is a male and not a female. It's all connected. Therefore, when he receives these concealments and sufferings, if he is in the right path, then certainly he will make thing, which is to demand from the Creator in prayer the reforming light. Just as just from the formula, I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice, because the light within it reforms him, so that the Creator will help him, and the Creator has the means between the light and the darkness, and this is in the middle line, and the Creator will help him in the state that he's in, and this state will still is in which he believes in the governance of the Creator. He still is in governance. And this is what we're talking about, the person who is in the routine of study, in the society, in all sorts of routines within the group. Why am I saying routine? Because he is not capable, with the ego that he has, is being revealed in him, with this evil inclination, he's incapable of being truly in the work, in the spiritual work. Rather, at least, he comes from routine. And he exists within the group like some sort of, you know, with unconscious. Then in this form and way, he commits himself and advances, because he has the ability to look at himself from the side of the group, from the outside. Who am I? What am I? What am I for? What is my part in the what is my desire for the goal? How does this desire to receive going to help reach the goal or not? He has a scrutiny like a psychologist on himself. And if he exits the routine of the group, then there is a problem already. He comes to a state that he hasn't already any overcoming strength. What does this mean? To say that all the sufferings and the pains which he feels come from the Creator, and that the Creator is sending them to him specifically in order to advance him. He's already not such thoughts. He's just getting angry at the friends. And he's doing scrutiny on every single thing. Doesn't understand that Creator is arranging for him these things. And rather he hangs this on the friend, on the group. And he separates from there's none else besides him. He disconnects from it. So that a man will have a reason to rise in the degree. Then he comes to a state of like he's against this, you know, what governance, what creator, what group, nothing. And this is even good. This is a state in which he still understands that there are such things, but they're not for me. Kfira is heretic, I'm sorry. That's the state he comes to. And then he comes to a state of heretism. Meaning that he cannot believe in the governance of the Creator. He can't ask for this force. And what comes out is that he is in the shadow, this double shadow is on him. And then he comes to a state in which this double shadow, this last double shadow in the end, in which he doesn't even feel that he is in it. That's okay. Life is life. That's it. Meaning, he's not aware anymore that he is in concealment, that the Creator is sending them this everything, and that because he is disconnected from this routine, rather, it's just like this. There are no shadows. Meaning, there's no shadows, meaning he doesn't feel that the Creator is sending him this governance, which is felt in him instead of good and benevolent, as bad governance. So, from here we can only make a simple summary. One needs to measure himself according to his response for every goal in life. Either he asks for the Creator to help him, we'll give him livelihood and good life. So what does he say? You're doing bad things for me? I'm asking for you, please be good. This is the 99%. Or he asks, I am aware now the fact that I am in the sensation of bad, the feeling of bad. I think that I understand that this is because of my opposite properties to you, because anyone who cancels so from his own flaws, rejects from his own flaws. I ask that you give me the strength to correct myself. And then I created the evil inclination, which he reveals the heaviness along the path. I created the Torah as a spice, which holds on to the Creator, which he sends him this. And he already reaches the third stage, which is the light in it, reforms him. As he asks for correction on his things that are properties that are opposite of the Creator, so that they will be in order to bestow, and then he will feel the sensation, the feeling of the Creator as good. What for? In order for him to feel good, it will be in order to receive. So that the Creator will enjoy from him, in order not to curse the Creator. Maybe he's afraid of the punishment. If he's doing good for me and I'm feeling bad, how is he supposed to now organize his response? To what state does he need to reach? Not in what he talks in his mouth. In the mouth, it's not worth anything. What correction is he asking for there to be? I am asking such a correction, which within my desire to receive, I will feel bad. Or as the desire to receive feels. And within my intention towards you, I will feel that it comes from the good. This means man begins being constructed of two parts. Within the desire to receive, his egoistic, very restricted desire, he feels a lack. And above it, he feels light. Then he is open, and he is certain that he is not receiving the correction in order to feel good in his egoistic desire. No, specifically above it, then he is truly in bestowal. If my mother cooked for me when I was a little kid some porridge, and I taste it and I feel it's bitter, my mom knew what to do. She made me the most healthy and good food. And I feel a lack of flavor. There's no taste. I need to ask from her a different porridge? Do I need to ask her a different porridge? Or, in my same state, should feel her, just as I said. On top of this, on the face of this, I will change my attitude towards her. I, in this, will begin to acquire her properties, her observation, her vessels, which are called kelim of bestowal. And then I acquire, by doing this, my spiritual image. This is how we grow. And there's no choice. They will all know me from the smallest to the largest. To know is called to do connection above our selves. I spoke now about the most essential thing in our work. There are many discernments in it, personal discernments for the person who is working in this. And we'll need to go through them. What I do want to say, as much as it appears to be complicated, it is very easy if we do it in the connection with the group. And it's very difficult to go through this alone. Questions? Both from the world and from here? Now, first of all, if there are some questions about the topic that we spoke about, and later, other topics, general topics, translate this. A question from Kiev. When you're in a hard situation, only through the connection with the group. I need to hold on to the group like onto a rescue wheel, a lifesaver. Like I have to hold on with my teeth, truly with my teeth. Because if not this, I'm going to fall inside my... And if I do it from the side as an egoist on myself, and then I lose the whole scrutiny, the whole discernment. And without the scrutiny, I cannot advance. So here, it's not important what group. What's next to me, I must look at it as a sanctified thing. Without it, we won't reach. Without it, we will not reach. You're like from the family? I'm sorry, but the questions are going to be hard to translate. To the degree in which the group tries in connection, works in connection, the Creator holds it, doesn't hold it, holds it, and is revealed in it. Only this is what we need. There is no chance here to reach anything if we don't have before us a picture, an image of the broken kli, the kli that's shattered, just as we studied in tests, or in Pticha, in the Pticha for the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the preface for the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that we need to connect it back together. So the parts that are shattered, which feel themselves disconnected, distanced, rejected by each other. Above this, we need to use and be together. This is why we were given this world, so that although inside we are distant, like light years, physically we can be together in one group. This is possible only in our world, through the fact that we add a desire and a thought. The biological bodies can be together, just like we're in one room, and there are people here who are so distant from each other, and I'm from you, and we can be together. This means the internality is in all sorts of distances, spiritual distances that are very distant, and the bodies can be together, and they can influence each other and help each other and help each other, so that even in spirituality they will get closer. This is the addition that we have from all the 125 spiritual degrees, in which there's one more degree, which is biological, supposedly. And it is called the imaginary world, in which we only have an imagination that we exist here, so that through this building we will be able to get closer, spiritually. Because otherwise, all these parts which were shattered will never be able to connect to each other. From one vessel of Adam HaRishon that was shattered. And each is totally different than the other. There's nothing. No intention. But through this, through the fact that bodies come, this piece of protein, each and every one, and they're given all sorts of desires which they can to fill only together, then they begin to get closer. These bodies, and in an egotistical way, that's worthwhile for them to get closer. And then from this, they begin so in their thoughts and desires to awaken towards also spiritual connection. And from this you will understand how special that only from it we can start the spiritual correction. Because spiritual parts don't have a chance of connecting. Because the shattering was complete. And this is how we connect. Therefore, from this you understand the need in a group. With what connection? It is worthwhile physical, and at least for a few days, once a week, it's worthwhile. It's, you know, it would be the best every day. And from this that we want to make as much possible this easier rise, ascent, that is direct from a total of no connection to the connection, to lack of, to the connection for the bodies, to the connection of the spiritual, to, in spirituality. And the Kabbalists gave us laws of the group, the rules of the group. For these rules in the group, about the lesson, the morning lesson, and then the attitude between the group and the Creator, all sorts of things that we hear in our bodies and inside of us. If we implement them, this is the smooth path upwards. And this is how we reach the goal. Therefore, this world, on one hand, is the most important of all the worlds, on one hand. Because in it, there is a wonderful situation in which, although we're not connected, we can connect and sit together and eat and sing. We can, from a state in which we're disconnected inside, be connected outside. And thus, we build the next degree in which inside our reason and above our minds. We're inside, we're disconnected. And above this, we want to be connected. Okay, if I'll continue. It's the whole wisdom Kabbalah right here. Let's go to more questions. Okay. Let's hear. I want to know what people can gain from the congresses. From everything we just spoke about, from everything we just spoke of now, we can understand what is the important connection in the bodies, and to move this towards the connection in our souls, which is the correction of the general soul, that neshama that was shattered into many parts. Therefore, the Congress is a necessary thing for one, for a person. If it's in his area, in his region, every once in a while, once a year, I don't know. He must try to be in it. If he is absolutely incapable because of some form, I don't believe that in the end, the Creator that will put before someone in the world today such a barrier, such disturbance, that one is not capable to such a hurdle that he will not be able to go through to, in order to be there. We have to understand that there is none else besides him. And everything comes from the Creator. And for one to be so undesirable to be in correction, but the Creator gave him such a boundary, such a barrier, and he cuts him from the convention, it is something that's really... I can't imagine to myself something like that. Rather, it's only... It's only, like I say, it's given to one for scrutiny. One needs to discern this. It appears to him that there are guards and policemen and forces that reject him. It's only so that he will reveal the necessity and the importance for the goal. Therefore, friends, don't think twice. Who knows when it'll be next time? It'll happen or won't happen. I'm willing to do anything for you. Just come to the convention and let's connect. This is the correction of all the negative things which are being revealed in us from the fact that we are opposite to the source. His question is, we're going through all kinds of difficulties in the spiritual path. We're actually becoming a group and to amass and you can't. And we don't need to. A group must suffer. Just like man needs to understand that all his sufferings, all his troubles, all his problems, he receives from the Creator in order to overcome them and to reveal that it's not bad. And the Creator is not changing. It's a perception in man that needs to change. The same thing with the group. The group must receive to accept every bad thing which comes to it from every end and to understand it needs this in order to rise above this, and that it is sent to her through each and every one from the Creator in order to build him in the group. Let's say, like in a family, I am with my wife in some kind of clashes, you know, disturbances, conflicts. And what do I need to do? If I relate to her, to this very correctly, to my nature and her nature, then we suffer as much as we can. Yeah, we don't know what, you know, in a good situation, and you know what we have to do. There's people who say, what? I don't agree. As if each and everyone wants to see the other as ideal. This is, you know, stupidity. This is childhood, childish. We already are adults and we understand that there's no such thing in the world. But what do we do then? We don't agree because we have no choice. This is how it is. This is not correction. We need to return to the state. And if I am given something from the Creator, also the wife is from above. I must try and deal, not leave, not be in despair, and not break or suffer, but to see everything that's happening between us also as negative data, that specifications that above I need to overcome, and to ask for connection above the argument, above the whole conflict. And let the conflict remain. I don't want to erase it. Specifically through the fact that we're going through this, we're constantly getting stronger. In which we build each time a connection above this conflict, which is bigger, a connection above an even bigger conflict. And it doesn't bother me that we are totally opposite. There is no opposition, a bigger opposeness that's within the Creator, with the Creator. So what's the oppositeness between me and her? It's the smallest degree here. All in all. Between us, these are spiritual degrees. The difference. So all in all, this comes to us as a study, as a learn. To learn. But later, when I advance, then I begin to reveal, to discover, instead of the distancing between me and the friends, or the woman with my wife, the spiritual distancing, the spiritual opposition. Then war comes. The true war. And once again, it is all so that we will, in the degree, to the degree in which we're discovering the connection with us, it always comes out for us that the correction is between us. The result is with the Creator. This is how it is. Therefore, Israel, the light and the Creator are one. Israel is each person who wants to advance. Light, a place where we want for the light to be, specifically in the shattered vessels, and the Creator, which is revealed within it. So, from the fact that, from this, don't wait for life to be better. The problems will be even bigger. The problems with coming to the convention will be even bigger. And also that we will rise above to the king's mount. What is it when we get really difficult situations and people who are... Sorry. So about a woman... A friend with you on the path. Not always. So there is here in advance you're being told what's going on. The truth is, I think that is the point of examination. How much one is capable of giving in order to reach the goal in which let him give his wife whatever she wants just to go to the convention. Let him concede. But after this, after he concedes and gives her all the corporeality, just so that she will give him to connect to spirituality, if she still doesn't agree to this, let her not listen. Let him not listen. Because every person has to go for his soul. There's nothing more important than our souls. And if she wants even this to take to her hands, he married with her on the corporeal level and not in spirituality. He must give her half of his property, but not all the, and definitely not his soul. That's it. Is it the group to help him? He can turn in a... Just like Baal HaSulam writes to us and Rabash, that even it is healthy in actuality to totally lower him, humiliate himself in front of the friends and ask for help. And even to demand, why aren't you coming? Why aren't you me out with strength to the lesson? Why aren't you influencing me? Do it, please. A group can tell his friend. Also, you did this with your friends also. And you will do this too. We are now grabbing onto you, but later you're going to do it onto someone else and him on someone else. You don't have to tell him that he too must understand. But a group does have to help and not to leave the people and to explain that he signed and the fact that he is in the group. Otherwise, unless he does not sign and he's not in the group. If he doesn't come now, that's it. We just people that... Here we're talking about the convention. When I come to some place, and it's difficult for someone to come to, so I can explain to him that it's worthwhile for you. This is going to give you, what it's going to give you, a connection to spirituality and to get to the purpose of creation. People who are in or in us in our group. Only because I am there, they're not friends on the path. Only with hope that they will hopefully change. I don't know. They're not part of this advancement. Because they don't feel a commitment to come, to be in all with as part of this group. We must awaken them. And if, despite that, they don't come, it's not a good sign. I understand them. I also understand them. I understand the heaviness and the difficulty and the lack of kill me. I just am incapable. There must be here a sensation, a feeling of the general situation, state, and a commitment. There's nothing you can do about that. There must be a commitment. Is there more? I apologize for not translating the questions. It's really difficult. We're young and we're still on the path. What will be our part in helping the world clear in the convention in São Paulo? First of all, I don't think that you are such a group, such a young, small group. There are people here who have been with us for some time. It all depends on your desire. Therefore, you need to not feel yourself as small or not understanding or parts or so weak. As much as a baby is small, he may be the smallest. He is the most important. And as big as he is, less is being paid attention to him. And he is already, he's like that, a little bit more alone. The main thing is the fact that you think that this is your minus. It's not. A small group, a young group, which does a convention with such an effort, makes you be considered a very big group of ours. And the goal of this convention is not the convention itself, rather to give you and also to others that are participating in this convention all over the world, to give the strength to overcome the concealment, which will come after the convention. Because without in the convention we connect, we receive the force of connection, awakening, strengthening, and excitement. And after the convention, with much strength, then the light comes and adds ego to us. So we feel like there's no strength, I don't know anything, I'm tired. I retard during the convention, and more and more and more. after the convention, everyone falls. This is specifically the time which we need to take all the strengths from the convention, and that evil nation which has grown after the convention, to go through in a pace with strength, to hold on with their nail, and to go through this period of time with a shout, a cry to the Creator, that we must hold on and not go down from the same degree that you attained in the convention. Then you rise to the next degree. Therefore, the convention is an addition only in order to create, to gather the force in order to go through the heaviness which is after it. Instead of to drop, to rise. This is what we need to intend and to prepare for during the convention. How we, after it, will hold on and rise. Well, how can we use this convention in order to give us convention is a place of curing, of healing. Because anyhow we connect in a physical for everyone, both virtually and physically, and this is all in the layer, in the level of this world, in order to overcome and come to true, to the degree in which we don't understand it yet. But anyhow, like children, like little children, we're playing with it anyhow. Therefore, the convention is a healing place. From the physical level to the spiritual level. Let's say, people come to tell me that some of my hair become black again. You're laughing, but it's like that. Spirit comes. It's really, you can truly see it. So we'll see in this a source of energy, a source of stature. In short, the appearance of the light in our world. Because you don't have a sampling of connection which is connected to the correction of the world more than in a convention. Therefore, I recommend for everyone to connect. In the beginning, in preparation, and come as much as possible with a preparation to a place according to the topic and the whole process which the convention puts us through. And I hope that you will all there, and you'll bring more people to it, and we will succeed to rise to the spiritual degree, because this is like the miracle of the exit of Egypt. Let's hope here too. Thank you very much. And we will see you at the convention. Shalom.